Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. A man recently bought a home in Chicago. The house was a fixer-upper and in need of extensive rehabilitation. As the man began tearing into walls and removing floorboards, he discovered something he wasn't expecting. Cash. Lots of cash. In various places throughout the house, behind walls and underneath the flooring, the man discovered multiple envelopes, each filled with money. Altogether, the cash totaled more than $10,000. He didn't know the cash was in that house when he bought it. Yet it was. The money was real, and it was there, even if he wasn't aware of it. The Bible reminds us that we already possess something far more valuable than $10,000 in cash. We possess the gospel. The gospel is the good news that God has already found you, and through the life and death of Jesus has placed into your future the eternal wealth of heaven. Yet it's not always easy to live as though that good news really exists. The Bible tells us why. The God of this age has blinded many eyes from seeing it. The good news of the gospel is often veiled behind the ongoing work of Satan, behind the abundance of his temptations, and even behind the eagerness of our own hearts to give in to them. Based on the darkness we see, either in the world or in our hearts, we can wonder if the gospel is real or if it applies to someone like me. But just because the gospel is sometimes hard to see doesn't mean it isn't real or doesn't apply to someone like you. Even Jesus knows this dark world will always make it difficult to see good things. It's why he came. Jesus came to give us a light that would keep shining no matter what this dark world did to him, so that anyone who has trouble seeing good news would always be able to find it. Father in heaven, open my eyes each day to the reality of the gospel so that I follow the one true light through this world's deep darkness. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.